call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Which represents resurrection. The seventh day means that you rest from your labor. Stop trying to work it out yourself. Amen. You know, because we have gifts and talents and abilities, we can hammer stuff out ourselves. Say amen for real.
Amen.
We're guilty of that. A lot of times, like Abraham and Sarah. God didn't come visit Sarah yet, so go in under Hagar. So he went into Hagar, and they worked it out themselves. There are many things that you've done. Just be for real. Just look straight ahead. You don't have to say anything, but I know. You know. There are many things you tried to do on your own, and because you had the anointing for it or the gift for it, you did it. But you found it wasn't God. It was good, but it wasn't God. But now we've entered into a seventh day where God is saying what's coming towards you requires you to rest. That's almost like a oxymoron, because what do you mean rest? I got to be working it out and busy. Remember Martha and Mary in Luke chapter 10? Jesus was coming to their crib. He was coming. They had everything dusted. They were cooking everything up just right, and like we would. But Martha crossed the line. Her attitude started getting bad because Mary, at one point when Jesus showed up, she stopped helping. I'm out. I'm out of this kitchen. She took her Bible and went and sat at his feet. And Martha was still rattling pots and stuff and doing it. She came and said, "Lord, talk to my sister. Don't you care that she's left me to serve all by myself? Tell her to come and help me." And Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are cumbered." See, he went beyond just the moment. He said, "You troubled about a whole bunch of stuff, not just serving. This is who you are. You just troubled." He said, "But Mary has chosen the good part that shall not be taken from her." She sat down and got still before God. See, on the seventh day, there's something coming toward you that's sovereign that requires you to rest. Once Jesus showed up, Mary should have dropped everything. Jesus could have spoke a word and everything been cooked. But she's still trying to hammer it out, work it out, and got a bad attitude about it. But Mary said, "Yo, I'm chilling. I'm out. Jesus here." You know, she went and sat down, and he said, "Mary has chosen that good part." Tell somebody, just chill out. Stop making a big fuss about everything. This is the third day. There's some stuff that's going to happen that's going to drop jaws. Folk ain't going to know how. How that happened? Well, tell me your secret. All you're going to do is point upstairs and say, "He the one." All I'm doing is resting in the Lord and waiting patiently for him. Hello. See, some of us don't know how to rest. I'm not talking about being lazy. I'm not talking about being indolent or inactive. You can be busy as all get out and still resting. It's your spirit that's at rest. You're not anxious. See, when you're anxious, let me tell you, an indication that you're not in God's will is you're anxious. Amen. You're not obeying something. Amen. When you're always anxious, and the world calls it driven. The Lord don't drive you. The Lord leads you. When you're driven and you ain't got no patience and no kindness and no understanding for nobody and just something wrong. You're missing the mark, because what's happening on this third day, the principle is God says, you rest. I'm taking over from here. See, the world has seen enough of what we do. We didn't have church and we ain't produced nothing. Say amen real loud, lights. You've been going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, and still fruitless. Witness to everybody, but you do it in your flesh. And no fruit lasts. But see, now it's time for you to step aside. God says this is the third day. This is the day of resurrection. This is the day where you die and my life begins to manifest through you. Amen. It's time to get into that. I call it the Solomon sanctuary mode. See, Solomon's name means peaceable. David was a warrior. God said, I can't let you build a temple, David. You got too much blood on your hands. You done cut off too many heads. You done killed too many folk. But you're going to have a son named Solomon. He'll be a man of peace. Him will I have builded. Amen. So there's a place where God wants in your life that indicates you trust him. So sometimes if you know, like I know, sometimes it's hard to wait on God. You want to put your hands, Lord, I can handle this. Lord, I can do this. See, you act like Peter. Peter drew his sword. Peter meant well, but there was 500 of them and 12 of them. And Peter had a little old sword. He meant well, but he was crazy. You know, put that sword away, boy. They'll kill us all. He meant well, but he was in the flesh. So there's a place. I'm telling you, I'm instructing you. This is the spirit of Issachar, to understand times and know what to do and what not to do. Because many of us have birthed Ishmaels, and there are thorns in our side. There are things in our eyes we can't see clearly because of what we birthed. Like a ball and chain you dragging along with you. Well, God's still gonna bless you. Tell somebody, God's still gonna bless you. He gonna break the chain. Issachar understood times to know what Israel was to do. And this is what we want to see. In this day and time, because it's the seventh day, the day of Sabbath rest. The day that God says we are to rest. And it's also the third day where resurrection power will manifest itself. Here's a good example. Lazarus. Word came to Jesus that Lazarus was sick. I mean, real sick. And that was I'll say it this way. That was his buddy, his running buddy. He was close to Lazarus. Out of everybody in the Bible, he was close to Lazarus. They were his disciples, but he was good friends growing up before his ministry. He was close to Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. That's why he came to their house. But Lazarus was very sick. And Jesus, instead of going right away, he waited. And see, sometimes we want Jesus to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. Lord, if you don't come today, it's over. And then today passed. And then the next, Lord, if you don't come now. And then that day passed. And then you change your tune. I guess I just better chill here, huh? He waited 2 days until Lazarus died. See, in this day and hour, if you're wise, you'll understand that God is waiting for some stuff in your life to die. For you to die to some stuff before he comes like he said he's going to come. Because if he came like he said he's going to come right now and you're not dead, it would abort everything. He waited 2 days till Lazarus died. And then he started the trek, and it was two more days. When he got there, there's Martha again. Don't you know that by now he stinks? It's 4 days. She said, well, I know he'll be in the resurrection. He said, well, I am the resurrection. We know the story. He died. Jesus allowed him to die. But then he went there, and in front of the tomb, he prayed, and he said, I thank you, Father. The voice that was heard, he said, I thank you that it's not for me, but for those that stand around. Then he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came hopping out with the grave clothes on, alive. They unwrapped him. There was Lazarus. Now, here's the significance of that. After the death of Lazarus, if you read on in John 11 and 12, everywhere you see Jesus, now you see Lazarus. In other words, they was tight. They was joined at the hip. Now, everywhere you saw Jesus, you saw Lazarus. So Jews that had heard Lazarus had been resurrected came from afar to see Lazarus. But because he had been resurrected, he was everywhere Jesus was. So when they saw Lazarus, they believed on Jesus. That's the significance of the third day. When they see you, they will see the resurrection in you. They will see Jesus in you. They are drawn to your life, the wonder on your life, but they see something else. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. That's the significance of the third day principle. And it don't matter how smelly your circumstance is. No matter how bad it smells or how long it's been going on. When the time comes, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that will believe. Now, we looked at another example of the wedding of Cana, the first miracle. Jesus is at the wedding feast for 3 days, and on the third day, they ran out of wine. You know, back in the world. I hear y'all in the middle row. I didn't hear nobody over here, but some of y'all can identify. Back in the world, when something was gone, I'm out. You're going to find another party. Well, they were out of wine, and Mary went to Jesus and said, they have no wine. She knew. She knew the boy she had brought up. She knew it was something on him. You know, she was like Issachar. She understood something about him. He said, woman, what do I have to do with you? She went to him. They have no wine. You see, on the third day, you're going to run out of your wine. You see, see, the wine we've been producing has been cheap wine. It's not vintage. It's that wild Irish rose. It's Boone's Farm, you know. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.